This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once said, "Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba." Truly Allah is pure and He accepts only that which is pure. And then towards the end of the hadith, He mentioned the man, yatilu safar, ash'ath aghbar. A man after a long journey, disheveled, full of covered, full of dust. يَمُضُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ يَا رَبِّ يَا رَبِّ. He lifts his hands towards the sky and he asks out, "My Lord, O Lord." Basically a person who you'd have thought in such a fashion making a dua that he's definitely going to be answered. And you know what the Prophet ﷺ said? وَمَطْعَمُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَشْرَبُهُ حَرَامٌ وَمَلْبَسَهُ حَرَامٌ وَغُذِيَ بِالْحَرَامِ فَأَنَّى يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. And his food is unlawful. His drink is unlawful. His clothing is unlawful. In fact, everything that he's been nourished with is unlawful. So how is he going to be responded to? Folks, if there was a top 10 of the most scariest hadith you're ever going to read, I'd put this right up there. Because it is absolutely terrifying. This is a hadith which basically explains that there are people out there that you'd have thought they're okay, but day and night they're actually involved in haram. We're actually bringing ourselves up on haram. Now we're going to bring a course to you in 2011, the fiqh of buyu', the fiqh of transactions. And the reason I'm mentioning this hadith is because the number of haram things that we get involved with in our day-to-day matters that we don't know about is really terrifying, seriously. We're involved in debit cards, in credit cards, in transactions which we're not even sure what the permissibility is, where there's interest or not, loans that are linked to inflation. Is that an interest-bearing loan? What about those which are interest-free credit? Is it okay to sign a contract like that? What about pension plans? What about those companies that we, the 401ks, those that are invested, those that give us dividends? What are the percentages of impermissible items that you're allowed to invest in and not? What are all these issues? The many things that we get involved, like competitions, playing for money. Can you play for money? Can we be involved in competitions? Can we buy something which allows us to have a free, buy one, get one free, or free entry into a competition to win a prize to so-and-so? There are so many things that are involved in community and society that we have absolutely no idea about. Now, that's very, very important to me on a personal level. I work with First Ethical, who have a pedigree when it comes to mu'amalat, fiqhi issues to do with money and transactions. And we've been involved in a really detailed research book, which we're going to be making the basis of this Maghrib course, which is going to be coming to a city near you. I take this very, very seriously. I think that this is a very difficult area. Many, many scholars don't want to touch the area of buyu' transactions because it's actually very difficult. And a lot of the matters are down to ijtihad and fatwa and not found in the classical books of fiqh because so many of these transactions are new. Where was their buying on the internet? Where was the fact that you actually pay for something and you don't even receive it at the time of buying? These are the conditions of transactions and the way that we spend money and the way that we receive goods. These are serious issues. And if we're messing these up, we're going to be in big trouble. I want to bring the experience that I've had with First Ethical. I want to bring the experience that I've had at the World Economic Forum with teachers, with the IOFI standards that we've studied, with this area, which is a difficult area, a risky area to be involved with. Hopefully that we can bring some clarity over a couple of weekends. I hope that you're going to join us, inshallah. It's a very important course. We've got to take it a lot more seriously than we do. Jazakumullah. I hope to see you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.